Oh, who goes there? My, my. You have some nerve to come into my chambers unannounced. Who dares to enter the Sea Witch's lair? Oh, you must be the surface-dwelling prince I've heard so much about. You see, the princess you're looking for was one of my favorite clients. She couldn't stop talking about you and how she wanted to go up to the surface and to meet you. Of course, I helped her. On one condition, of course. Before the sun came down, she was to find you and kiss you in order to remain human and be yours forever. But alas, she couldn't fulfill her end of the deal, and I'm afraid she had to face some consequences because she broke our deal. Oh, did I just strike a nerve? You seem so angry at me. Relax, boy. I didn't kill your precious little princess. But of course, I may be a ruthless sea witch, but I don't kill my clients. Never have, never will. It just doesn't seem effective for my business. You know, and not to mention, it would have had more to my already tainted reputation. Plus, could you imagine the pandemonium that would start if I killed the princess? The Sea King's own beloved daughter? Why, war in the sea would start, and it would effectively ruin the entire oceans and environment. Even you, surface dwellers, have started your own wars for less. Quite laughable, if I do say so myself. The human world is such a mess nowadays. Who am I kidding? It's always been you humans and your affairs, I suppose. We sea dwellers have our own too, though ours can be much more difficult to understand. When we collide with you land dwellers, it always doesn't end well for the both of us. Anywho, you don't have to worry about the princess. She is somewhere safe and out of harm's way. That I will assure you. Oh, you sweet boy. You think I'd give her location out that easily? Boy, we haven't even made ourselves a deal yet. Oh, I'm afraid you'll have to. You're in my lair, boy. My lair, my rules. That's more like it. Now, if you want your precious little princess back, I will need something from you. I am in need of seed. Seed from a human male, if you will. And you make just a fine candidate for a human male. Silence, boy. My lair, my rules. I wasn't finished talking. As I was saying, human seed is an ingredient quite rare to come by, but when I utilize it properly, it can make a very potent and powerful elixirs. And you, boy, you make an excellent candidate. I will extract every drop of seed I can when I am through with you. And there it is, a human cock ready to be pleasured and handled. I am now ready to collect your seed. Ever been fucked by a sea witch, boy? I didn't think so. How's it feel? Don't try to resist me. Boy, resistance is futile down here. Don't struggle against me. Now, even though you've been given a chance to breathe down here, your body hasn't been used to the underwater climate. Not to mention, your cock keeps twitching when I move my tentacle like this, as if it's getting close to climaxing. How cute. Such a good, sweet boy. You know, if I draw out your orgasm more, you will be able to give me much more of your seed. What's that? You want to come already? The human body sure does have its limits. But if we are that desperate, I suppose it can't be helped. Be a good boy and come for me, won't you? That's it. Let it all out. Good boy. Look at all of your seed. Quite a lot you released in here. But, you know, I think we can do better than that. And I know for certain that you have more of your seed to give me. Come now, boy. I need all the seed I can get. It's not often a surface dweller arrives at my lair like this. Look at you. Your cock is rising again. Are you sure that you're looking for the princess? Because since you've got here, you've been staring at my tits the entire time. Here we go. Your cock is wonderful between them. How does it feel, sweet boy? This is why you've been staring at them. You wanted to feel your cock between my tits, didn't you? I figure as much. My. You land dwellers are so incredibly filthy. I can tell you've been so pent up. I'm glad I'm here to relieve you for a while. Would you like to feel a tentacle inside you? I know you do. Look at you, at my mercy. How indecent. What would the princess think of this? You're being fucked by the very same sea witch she broke her promise to. Well, let's just say we're lucky she's not here. And I made sure to live far away from the sea kingdom when I made my lair. So, right now, it's just the two of us, sweet boy. Moan to your heart's content while I fuck you. That's it. Such a good, sweet boy. You're getting tight around my tentacle. Oh, how cute. But I know you're not even close to coming, so I'll just have to fuck you harder. Just like that, your cock is switching again. Oh, it aches, release, doesn't it? You want to come so bad? Then come, boy. Be a good boy and come for me. Oh my. You came so much on me. This is wonderful. You're such a good, sweet boy, coming on command for me. Excellent. Truly excellent. You have just given me enough seed to last me for many millennia. A little goes a long way, you know. Let me clean you up, too, boy. You made such a mess in the lair. That's okay. Nothing I can't handle. There we go. Good as new. Now that you've given me your cum and you're all cleaned up, you best be on your way to look for the princess now. Oh, yes. That is important to know, right? She's not far from here. You must go left until you reach the dead coral reef. There, she should be in a shell of a deceased giant clam. But she will be in a bubble that only you can burst in order to free her. I made sure that it can only be broken by your touch and your touch alone. She is indeed safe. You just need to free her from her bubble. Then you need to get her back to her kingdom. Well, why are you still here, boy? The sea witch is a very busy woman, you know. She hasn't got all day for you to just sit around. You're starting to make me change my mind. Boy, if you stay a little longer, I might change my mind and make you my willing servant. Oh, did that work? I need to do that more often. Well then, give my regards to the princess.